March 13th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I am inviting you to become soldiers of truth. As such, you must combat Satan's lies in the world. In so doing, you will dispel Satan's lies. His lies are devastating government policies, families, and even life itself. Never before was it necessary to search out the truth in matters of faith. Now you must determine who is a liberal and who is a conservative before you lend support to the issues they stand for. Liberalism has taken its toll on simple issues, such as when life begins and when it ends. Extreme self-interest sways souls away from righteousness and disguises the truth as evil. That is Satan's job, to confuse the difference between good and evil. A truly discerning heart is rare indeed. I can use this mission as an example. The truth of these messages has been assaulted by error and misrepresented as error. As soldiers of truth, pray for the courage you will need to defend the truth, even when your popularity is at stake. I am marching beside you in this invisible war." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.